And we wish you a happy Hanukkah still, and I believe still, and Merry Christmas and happy Kwanzaa coming up. Whatever you celebrate, we celebrate it right here in Focus from noon to 2 with Paul W. Smith and the team, Mike Parsons, Danielle Mason, Rich Lusinski, and Dominic Valentini at the controls today, helping with our relentless positive radio. Lots of good positive news coming out from Michigan State. And we are so happy to welcome back to the program the president of this fine university, Dr. Kevin Guskowitz, who is an occasional host of Focus. And I want to thank you again, doctor, for filling in for me. You did a great job.
Well, thanks, Paul W. That was a lot of fun when Jay Batt and I had the opportunity to do that maybe 5-6 weeks ago. And we're always up for it again. So don't ever hesitate to ask. And thanks for having me on today.
We will be sure to do that, Mr. President. Have you ever been president at a university where sports was as important as sports are at both Michigan State and, for that matter, Michigan? It seems unlikely.
A lot of passionate fans. You know, I came from University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. There's some passionate fans there as well. But I think the thing that I love about being here is that so much does revolve around the sporting events, but it also gets our alumni and donors back to campus, and we're sort of opening their eyes to all the other great things that happen in with our research and academics when they might come back for a basketball, football, hockey team. So it's a win-win.
You know, when you were kind enough, President Guskowitz, to invite me up to Michigan State University for the game, which I go up to every other year, thanks to you guys, I learned about Michigan State University's Uncommon Will, Far Better World campaign. And the athletics department announcing for Sparta the Capital Initiative for MSU athletes. And we learned, too, about a rather historic $401 million commitment from Greg and Dawn Williams. Wow!
Yeah, it was an exciting, it's been an exciting 2 or 3 weeks. We announced that on December the 5th and 6th, and Greg and Don Williams did make the largest commitment in the history of Michigan State, and quite honestly, one of the largest in college athletics history to support our Uncommon Will for a Better World campaign. The For Sparta initiative is a new goal that we've set with to raise $1 billion for Michigan State athletics, but this is a transformational gift that supports a large part of that will go toward athletics, but also going to support our Broad College of Business through our entrepreneurship program and our new risk management institute, as well as the Spartan Marching Band and the Sparty program. So a lot of excitement right now.
Well, I have to say that I know a lot of this. First of all, this is most unusual because neither Greg or Dawn Williams went to Michigan State, as I recall. And it was because of relationships, yours, Dr. Guskowitz, and that of Tom Izzo, that helped lead to them deciding to give this money to Michigan State. Relationships matter so very much.
Absolutely. It's about, finding what a donor's passionate about. Don and Greg, they've lived in East Lansing for many years. They've attended so many sporting events, other events on campus. Don worked at the university for quite a while, and they love Michigan State University, and they think this is going to help support the surrounding community as well. But it's really about finding what they're passionate about, and we couldn't have better friends of the university, and certainly Coach Izzo was a big part of that, helping to cultivate them, build a friendship, a relationship, and then found out, how they wanted to help support us.
Congratulations on another successful, I guess, fall graduation this past weekend. What, another 4,000 Spartan graduates out into the world?
Absolutely. We shook a lot of hands on Friday and Saturday at President Center as those students crossed the stage. It was, we were about 4,700. So, all day Saturday, three different ceremonies with incredible speakers that told their story about what Michigan State meant to them, talked about their journey, their life's experiment as Kevin Conroy, the CEO, founder and CEO of Exact Sciences, told his story, you know, as a student in the engineering college back in the 80s. But people are passionate about us, about Michigan State, and these students are going off into the world. And we just had another big ranking just last week, number 9 among all publics in the country for employability of our graduates at Michigan State. And that's a really important metric we're proud of.
Yeah, that I saw that. I was about to bring that up. MSU recently ranked high in the Global Employability University Ranking by Times Higher Education, which ranks universities that recruiters at top companies believe best prepare students for the workplace. And I've heard that before from local people. Lear Corporation, I'm reminded of Lear saying, we like to hire people from MSU, which is good. And it's good to get lauded for that across the country and being seen as a place that produces people that are good people to hire. Quickly, I don't want to go end on a downer, but when something happens like happened at Brown University, all universities have had issues over the last several years, and you're watching, I'm sure, the way they're handling this. Have we added lots more cameras and done a whole bunch of other things to try to make sure something like this doesn't happen for us again?
Absolutely. Paul Dobby, we, as you well know, we had our own tragic events on our campus back February 13th, you know, 2.5 years ago, coming up on 3. And you learn a lot from those situations. I have reached out and been communicating with Chris Paxton, the president there at Brown, to offer up our support. A number of my senior leaders who, you know, had to work through the tragic event, you know, February 13th here on campus, reached out to their counterparts at Brown to offer up help. But yes, you learn from these events, and we certainly have increased our security cameras, our siren system on campus, the safety apps that are, we really now pretty much require students and faculty staff to have access to help in a time of need like that. So we're certainly thinking we have the folks at Brown in our hearts this week, that tragic event. And they've joined a club, as I told the president there. You've joined a club that really, you know, nobody wants to be a member of, but we got to support each other during those difficult times.
Well, God bless you for reaching out to him and saying that, instead of kind of wanting to fade into the background and not draw attention to the reality that it is a club that everyone is joining, then they don't want to join it, but we need to stick together and offer any help we can, and that's what you're doing, and I appreciate you for that. Dr. Kevin Guskowitz, president, Michigan State University, occasional host of Focus, and he'll be back doing this. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and a very happy, healthy new year to you, Doc.
Merry Christmas, Paul W., and thanks for having me on, and I hope you have a great start to the new year.
That's what we're all looking forward to as we continue in Focus on WJR at 1246.